You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It's the Perth Scorchers against the Hobart Hurricanes in the Big Bash semi-final on Thursday morning, 8:40 start. And it's the team that finished top of the ladder, the Perth Scorchers, playing against the Hobart Hurricanes. And these two sides, if you remember back, if you scroll back quite a few weeks now, Perth Scorchers were the team I put up to win the Big Bash. Hobart Hurricanes were the eighth favourites at 16-1 to win the title, put them up as the nibble. Unfortunately, they're both playing each other in the semi-final, so only one will survive, but it's going to be an absolutely cracking game. The Scorchers always had the advantage of playing at the Furnace, the Wacker Cricket Ground. In Perth, they have the new stadium, the one they used in the fifth ODI, England against Australia. It's a great stadium, but it's not necessarily the Furnace, the fortress that Perth Scorchers have been used to getting their success in. But Perth have won 3 out of the 6 Big Bash leagues played so far, and I still think they will win a fourth crown this time around. Perth Scorchers and the Hobart Hurricanes have played each other 8 times over the 7 seasons of the Big Bash so far. Hobart Hurricanes have won just 2. They won the first 2. Perth Scorchers have won 6, and they've won the last 6 contests between these two, including a 5-wicket victory on the 20th of January at the Wacker Ground. This has to be a Perth Scorchers victory for me. They are the season pros of the Big Bash. They are the most consistent team in the Big Bash. They've got the most trophies, and the Hobart Hurricanes could be their victims in the semi-final. Play the Perth Scorchers at 4-7. Hobart Hurricanes, though, they are a very, very good T20 side. They've been well marshalled, but in a way, their success has been their undoing when it's come to the final stages of this competition. Darcy Short has been absolutely extraordinary for them this season. He scored 504 runs at an average of 56. That is incredible stuff for T20. And he goes like a house on fire. But the final stages of the Big Bash coincides with the tri tournament between England, New Zealand and Australia. And with Australia touring South Africa, the test players are disappearing. Only David Warner is playing, who would be a regular in the T20. And they're rewarding the players that have done well in the Big Bash. So Darcy Short is no more for the Hobart Hurricanes, and they are going to miss him. And to be honest, that is the deciding factor for me. Perth Scorchers start this match at 4-7. I think they win it because the Hobart Hurricanes will miss Short big style. 11-8, you could say it's a price play, but I don't think it is. I think the Perth Scorchers win this game, and consequently, I'm looking at the match specials down the left-hand column. Perth to score the most sixes and win this game is a 5-4 shot. Michael Klinger to be the top Perth Scorchers bat, and Perth to win is 9-2. I like that. And Mitchell Johnson, he may have retired from Australian action, but when it comes to the white ball, 4 overs, blast him out, Mitchell. He does his job. And for him to be the top Perth bowler and Perth to win is a 4-1 shot. The other side of the argument, Matthew Wade to be the top Hobart bat and Hobart to win is 9-1. Joff Archer to be the top Hobart bowler and Hobart to win is 6-1. Now, if you do fancy Hobart, Joffre Archer is your man. The Barbados-born, a star of World T20 cricket. Now, he has absolutely illuminated the Big Bash this time. He's got himself a big, tasty IPL deal off the back of it too. And he's serving his residency qualifications, playing for Sussex. He will be an England player, and he's going to be a very, very useful addition to the England side in a few years' time. But Joffre Archer, if you do like Hobart, then play him to be the top Hobart bowler. If you don't like Hobart to win it, you can play Joffre Archer in the bowling market at 9-4 to be the top Hobart Hurricanes bowler. He's got Tymal Mills at 100-30 alongside him in that market. I wouldn't really necessarily look anywhere else but other than those two. They're the two leading contenders. I'd split mistakes between those two. For Perth Scorchers, Mitchell Johnson, the aforementioned, leads the bowling market at 9-4. You've got Jai Richardson at 5-2. Take him. He has been really good in the Big Bash, and I think he could stand up and be counted in the semi-final. You've got Englishman, Yorkie, Tim Bresnan in there at 7-2. And Joel Parris has had success in the Big Bash before at 4-1. But Richardson would be my pick in that bowling market. with the bat. We've mentioned Michael Klinger is the headline market for the Scorchers, and I'd take him in the Perth Scorchers batting market as well. Cameron Bancroft, always worth a few runs at 3-1. Sam Whiteman, Yorkshire-born Australian, is 4-1 in the market. Adam Voges, who comes in a bit further down, is 5-1. I'd play Klinger at full stakes. I'd play Hilton Cartwright, who's had a very good big bash at half stakes, and also maybe have a bit of a nibble on Ashton Turner. 6-1 for him, just missed out on Australian T20 selection. He has had a superb tournament, and he's won a few matches on his own with a bat for the Scorchers, so don't discount him there as a 6-1 shot. Play the over 1.5 total match runouts. We're at nerve stage. We're at the time where basically the big bash starts again. We've had the ladder. They've jiggled for places in the last four, but now we have two games left. Can the Perth Scorchers, can the Hobart Hurricanes win the semi-final and the final and lift the big bash? It's going to be tense. Runouts are going to be part of these semi-finals. Over 1.5 total match runouts at 7-4 has to be worth a play. It was a good bowling wicket, it seemed to me, at this ground in the fifth ODI. So I think the ball will probably do the business for the Perth Scorchers. Richardson, 5-2 to be the top bowler, is also priced at a 14-1 to be the man of the match. I quite like that. It should suit his bowling style. And I think Perth Scorchers will come out on top and book their place in the big final. 4-7 for the Scorchers. Take Klinger at 9-2 to be the top Perth bat and Perth to win. And have a bit of a nibble. Richardson, 14-1 to be the man of the match.
With over 6 million listens and thousands of subscribers each and every year, William Hill lead the way in sports betting podcasts. To subscribe, search William Hill in the iTunes Music Store or listen via audioboom.com. In Play Radio from William Hill, your eyes on a world of sport.
The second semi-final of the Big Bash League. It's been a superb tournament, and one of the teams that has been really impressive throughout has been Adelaide Strikers. Jason Gillespie coached 10-11. It's a pick'em between them and the Melbourne Renegades, which surprises me because Adelaide Strikers finished second in the ladder and they have been very, very good throughout this competition. Very consistent. I'm going to side with them. But it is going to be a close match. The compilers are not wrong. It's quite difficult to separate these two sides. And the one man that could prove to be the difference, it's going to be his last game for Adelaide. He will miss the final if they get there, is Rashid Khan. 7-4 he is to be the top Adelaide Strikers bowler. But in the enhanced match specials, Rashid Khan to be the top Adelaide bowler and Adelaide to win is 4-1. I am snapping the compiler's hands off for that because Rashid Khan, he's 19. He's from Afghanistan, not your traditional country in terms of cricket, but they are a rising nation and he is their figurehead. He's a terrific player, and that 4-1 is a special price in the match special category. Colin Ingram to be the top Adelaide bat and Adelaide to win is the other market available for you in the specials there. If you're pro Adelaide, he's 5-1 there. Don't know whether I'd take him actually. He's been quite inconsistent throughout this tournament. I may look elsewhere in the Strikers batting lineups. If you fancy the Renegades, you've got Cameron White in there to be the top bat and Renegades to win at 6-1. And you've got Dwayne Bravo to be the top Renegades bowler and the Renegades to win at 5-1. He's the leading wicket taker in the competition, so that is not to be sneezed at there. If you fancy the Renegades, Bravo to be the top bowler and Renegades to win at 5-1. Definitely worth a look. Let's have a look through the batting and bowling markets for this game. Then Ingram does head the market for Strikers at 9-4. You've got Jake Weatherold in there at 100-30 and John O'Dean there at 9-2. Jonathan Wells, 5-1. Kelvin Smith, 6-1. Jake Lehman, the son of Darren Lehman, the head coach for Australia, is 7-1. I find it quite hard to pick a horse there. None of them particularly stand out. And they, a little bit like in the other semi-final, the Hobart Hurricanes are missing their leading man because Alex Carey has been picked for Australia and is missing the semi-final for the Strikers. Carey has been terrific throughout this tournament, 425 runs at 53.12, and has made the difference in a number of matches for them. And therefore, you've got him out of the equation, you've got Travis Head out of the equation, also going to be on Australian duty. So that does weaken the strikers at the top of the order. So consequently, I'm leaving that market alone. I think it's one to swerve unless you've got a particular fancy in that market. And I'm having a look at the top Melbourne Renegades batsmen. They're going to miss Aaron Finch, who's going to be on Australian duty. He's been top of the tree for them. And it is a shame that these T20s have come internationally just as the Big Bash is bubbling up to a crescendo. It'd have been nice to see some of these leading contenders playing in the Big Bash semi-finals. But for the Renegades, I'm taking Cameron White. He had a very good start to the Big Bash. As a result of that, he was picked for the one-day series for Australia. He didn't have a very good one-day series, so he comes back to the Renegades. He's a veteran, so point to prove, maybe slightly over-egging it, but he'll want to get his side through to that big final. 11-4, he's rightly favourite in this market. I do like Tom Cooper, he's a 7-2 shot as well. Tim Luderman does some damage in the middle order at 5-1, and Brad Hodge is very experienced at 6-1. I'm going to take Cameron White with my full stake. I'm going to take Kieran Pollard, the West Indian, at 13-2. Now, if the Renegades lose a few wickets early on in this game, Kieran Pollard will come in around about number 6 and number 7 in the order, and he can belt the ball a mile. He's got arms like tree trunks, the Caribbean Calypso giant, and I really do like him at 13-2. Half stakes play, because he may not even get in, but if he does, he can do some very quick damage. As I said before, for Adelaide strikers with the ball, Rashid Khan has to be your pick. He's been absolutely outstanding throughout this competition. His stock just continues to rise. Ben Lachlan, though, at 5-2, might be a good play to go alongside him. But the Melbourne Renegades with the ball, Dwayne Bravo, it has to be 9-4 for him. Brad Hogg has been a star of the previous six Big Bash contests, but at 4-1, I'm not sure I'm going to take him. He's getting on a bit now, and this has been his worst. He's starting to be on the downward spiral, so it has to be Dwayne Bravo for me. Jake Wildermuth, though, 4-1, maybe worth a little bit of a nibble as cover. Total match runouts, it's always a play of mine. You know that by now. Over 1.5, total match runouts at 7-4 has to be worth a look. And I do actually fancy a century to be scored in this game. It's a good batting track. 6-1 for 100 to be scored is definitely worth a play. These two sides have met each other 7 times. Adelaide Strikers have got 4 wins, 3 to the Melbourne Renegades, but the Strikers have won 3 of the last 4, including on the 22nd of January, they won at the Docklands Stadium by 26 runs. I think they'll do the double and book themselves in to the big final. It'll be first against second for me, Scorchers against the Strikers when it comes to that big final. So play the Strikers at 10-11, play Rashid Khan to be the top Adelaide bowler and Adelaide to win at 4-1, or have a look at Rashid Khan to be man of the match at 8-1. If he does take the wickets, every chance he'll take the little medal at the end of the semi-final too. But for me, the Strikers do get through to the big final. And Jason Gillespie will lead his side out to take on their opponents in the big final on the 4th of February. Happy betting, everybody.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.